Well, I recorded my first episode of The Rebound while walking on the treadmill. I walked about 2.3 miles during the podcast recording session, and I was quite pleased with myself.
Your Daily Lex.
You ever have one of those days where you absolutely need to restart your computer, but you don't want to restart your computer? I'm having one of those days, and I just restarted this computer after recording the intro. After I said, hey, I recorded an episode of The Rebound, blah, 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 I just could not get Logic to work the way I wanted. I had already been having issues all day with Notification Center and some other things. So eventually I was like, you know what? I'm giving up. It's fine. I restarted the computer and now most things are behaving, although I'm still not sold that Notification Center is working properly. And I don't know precisely what I'm going to do about that. I'm going to have to think about it because it's probably related to all my monitors. I have a crazy monitor setup now. My office here at home looks like Mission Control or something because I've got a new 32-inch monitor for my treadmill desk where I'm treadmilling right now, and I've got my old 3-foot monitor over there at the seated desk spot. My laptop's currently open, which means I'm mirroring, right? So my screen is the same on all three devices, but it's everywhere. And something with this mirroring, I think, is messing with Notification Center. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I got to figure it out, though, because although I'm able to stay really focused because I'm not getting any messages or I'm not noticing any messages that I'm receiving, it's not the ideal setup. My step counts, though, however, are obscene. What does he mean by obscene step counts? Well, I'm glad you asked. I will say, I think iOS is annoying with how it uses. I think the health app kind of sucks. The health app is more confusing than it needs to be, or uglier than it needs to be. But yesterday I had 19,000 steps. Today I'm just shy of 20,000 steps. So I know what's up. That's my point. Anyway, what else can I tell you? Today I'm taking Sierra to an audition for the musical The Prom at a theater where I've never done a show. And Sierra has done one show. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to audition as well because I'm there, so why not? I don't particularly care about this show. I mean, I have nothing against The Prom. I enjoyed it just fine when it was on Netflix, but I have no like strong passion in my heart. I got to do this show. So I don't mind if I don't get cast, but I'm there, so I'll audition. This theater does very unusual auditions. They do open auditions where everybody watches everybody else audition. That's not usually how it is, folks. So that'll be fun. I've heard stories about the auditions here because they get everybody. So we'll see. Questions include, how do you keep a straight face during people's lousy auditions? I guess that's also acting. Maybe that's part of the audition. I don't know. Question two is, how long will the evening go? Because you have to stay for all the auditions. Once you're done, you stay because they do callbacks right afterwards. And I believe there will be a dance call. Anyway, there's a side effect of the treadmill desk lifestyle that I've been living, which is I can't wear my regular outfit. Especially in wintertime, when I was wearing, like, the first day I started the treadmill desk, I had on jeans and a sweater, and I was like, this is way too hot. So I switched to jeans and a t-shirt. But the next day, I did shorts and a shirt. But I had a lot of video calls, so I put on a nice shirt and shorts. But I put on a short-sleeve shirt, which wasn't season-appropriate, but it was definitely working out all day or walking all day appropriate. So I still got to figure that out. Today, I'm in full-on gym clothes because I had zero video calls. I had 4 audio calls today, but no video calls. And I'll have to change when I go to this audition and actually put on clothes. So that's fun. I even lied to you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lie to you, but I put on regular clothes earlier today. I had to run 2 errands and it was fun because the second of those errands, the first errand was boring. It was returning my old monitor, which I returned in the new monitor box, which Amazon said was okay. But then I had to go pick up, one of my headache shots and I knew it was a new year. We have a new insurance provider, which is really our old insurance provider, but with a new plan, a new insurance number, and a new member ID. And so I knew I was going to run into trouble. But they're like, oh, this shot is $850. Nope, sorry, with insurance, it's $500. And I'm like, nope, not going to do that either. And eventually they decided that it could be merely $35. Last year it was free. So that's an infinity percent increase if my calculations are correct. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday, January 7th, because you, my friend, deserve it.
Lex.